welcome to another Animates program. I'm Sue Jaspers, and today we are having an interview with Wayne Gallagher from Writing for Disabled in Orange.
Oh, good afternoon, Wayne. It's going to be lovely talking to you because you work for Writing for the Disabled.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I do. I'm a volunteer with the Writing for the Disabled, yes.
And have you been doing this for ages? Or just...
I've been doing it for about 5 years now.
Wow. And you, presumably you were a keen and avid rider before that.
Yeah, well, I grew up on properties out of Cargo, and I've been around horses all my life, trained thoroughbred race horses. And when the son was younger, we used to show horses Appaloosas, and we still sit around with horses and breed Appaloosas now. So.
Wow.
I've been around them for a long time.
I don't even know what Appaloosians are, but I'll...
Appaloosas, they're the leopard, you know, the coloured horses, the spots and that on the rump. Appaloosas.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Hmm. Now, the question I want to ask you is, do volunteers come in to help you, or is it, I mean, is it entirely a volunteer thing, or are there some people who work full-time?
With our centre, like, we're affiliated with the Writing for Disabled New South Wales, and they have a couple of paid employees, but mostly it's all volunteers that work to run the place. We have in Orange about 43 volunteers that come and help us on a Wednesday to help the children ride and so forth.
I guess that's you'd need a fair few volunteers, wouldn't you, to help with that?
Yeah. We're lucky that we've got quite a lot of volunteers.
Do the volunteers have to be trained specifically?
Yes, we have to train them up to make sure that they're going to be okay to be able to lead the horses, because most of our volunteers are not horse people. There's only a few of us that are.
Oh, really?
And they just come out for just to volunteer. And so we train them how to lead a horse, how to walk with the horses with the children on it, and how to do the side walking, because we have the children on them, and because they're disabled, we have to have people there standing with her, a lot of the children, or walking around with them to make sure they don't fall off and things like that. So,
And do the children use the normal saddles and the normal stirrups, I suppose, where they can?
Yeah. We only use the normal stirrups for them and normal saddles, although we do have one young girl that we made up a thing for her to roll on because she's in a wheelchair and that, and she just leans on it, and we don't have a saddle on that horse for her. We just have this roller on there for her to just lean on and hold onto her and make sure she stays on the horse.
Wow.
And lead her around, and
that
she really enjoys it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be so exciting for her.
Yeah, it is, and she's always got smiles on her face, and but all the children that come out there do, they look forward to it.
And is it always children?
Yes. Oh, we've got one adult that rides, that's all. She's been with us since... our centre's been going for 33 years, and this young woman, she's in her 20s, has been coming out there since she was about 8 years old.
Wow.
And so she's been coming out there all that time, so she's the only adult that we still have.
So she must be quite proficient. She must be quite proficient now.
Yeah, she's not bad. She's a volunteer out there as well, so she helps out while she's there as well, walking around with the children and helping get their helmets on and things like that.
So what overall are the programs offered to the clients? What sort of lessons do you offer?
Well, depending on their ability or disability, I should say, or their ability to be able to ride, we play games with them. We have one set there where we give them a letter, and there's all these different pictures on the fence, and they have to go and tell them what picture you're looking for and what the letter stands for, and they have to go and put it alongside over the picture, and when they're all done, it spells out a word or a sentence, and then they've got to read it to us. Or other times we have we're coming up shortly to have a Melbourne mock, you know, like a Melbourne Cup race for them, where we have a bit of a race for them, but we don't sort of race, but we just sort of make it like it's a Melbourne Cup race and have trophies for them and things like that. We have bending races, stop and go.
And how long do these classes or lessons last? Do they go about an hour or how long?
No, the schools only have one of them for about 40 minutes. So they come out for about 40 minutes each group to come out. And there's usually about 8 in a group.
So how many volunteers do you need for that?
Well, we need we have to have coaches, of course, which I'm the head coach out there. So we've got a couple of coaches and some assistant coaches which run the classes. And then as I said, depending on their ability as to be able to ride and that, sometimes we might only need 8 people. Other times we might need 15, 20 people. Sometimes we have 2 people per person, or sometimes only 1 as well. So it just depends on...
Depends on the disabilities, I suppose.
On the disability, just depends on the disability of the child.
And do people, the volunteers, they sign up for specific days, or what happens? I mean, do they say, look, I could come on a Monday, but I can't come on a Thursday, or how do you...
No, we only do it on a Wednesday. We do a full day on Wednesday. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning and finish at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And we do 5 classes in that time.
Wow. You must be going. You must be exhausted by the end of the day.
Yes, we don't break for morning tea or anything. We have half an hour for lunch and we just keep going. So by the end of the afternoon, you're worn out.
I would think so, but the children must get so much out of it. They must just love it because they must bond to some extent. Do they bond with a specific horse, or do they just have a different one each time?
No, we pick the horses for them to make sure that horse is going to be suitable for that child. And you try and change that child off their horse and put them on a different horse, you've got problems. So we try and make sure that all our horses are in good order, you know, not healthy and all the rest of it, which is a big thing. Occasionally they might get injured or something like that, and then we have to swap a child onto another horse because we have a couple of spare ones there. And they can tell you that's not their horse and they don't like going on a different horse and all these sort of things.
It's wonderful.
We have to be very careful.
I'm sure you do. Do you get funding?
All our funding comes from volunteer money, from fundraising and people just donating money to us around the Orange Centre, Orange area.
Right, so you don't get any government funding as such?
No, RDO doesn't get any government funding whatsoever.
I'm afraid it's the way things are these days for many things. We just have to raise the funds ourselves.
Yeah.
And how many horses are there at the stable?
We've got 15 horses.
And they are older horses that have been specially trained?
Yeah, they are older horses. They're usually around the 10-year-old mark and up because they're usually a bit quieter. But then we have specific training that they have to go through and meet this criteria in order to become a volunteer, like an RDA horse, because you have to have horses that are going to not play up when the kids kick them or do something that they, you know, with their disabilities and that sort of thing. So they're specially trained horses and they're a special, you know, special type of horse, I suppose.
How long does it take to train them?
We take roughly 6 months to train each horse. So we've been pretty lucky. We've got most of our horses have been there for a long time now, for a lot of years. Some of them have been there for nearly 20 years.
Wow. I didn't think horses lived much longer than that.
We've got a lot of horses in their 20s. We've got one little pony, he's a miniature, or a small pony. He's 33-year-old. He doesn't get used now, but he's still there and he's still walking around.
Wow, amazing.
Some of them do.
So do the riders, the clients, participate in special events or... You mentioned the Melbourne Cup. Do they have other events that they take part in?
We have different things for them at the Orange Centre. But if they're once they get riding a bit, and if they can ride on their own, if you can get any of the children riding on their own, the Riding through the Stable New South Wales has events for them at the Royal Easter Show.
Right.
And they can do dressage tests and that for competitions in dressage testing and slag bending and, you know, all these type of things, barrel racing.
I guess it depends to a large extent on the level of disability, you know, whether it be intellectual disability or physical disability. I guess a lot of it hangs on that.
A lot of it does. Just give you one quick example is we've had one child there who's been there for 4 years now. When he first came out there, he was very shy, wouldn't talk to anyone much, and he's very intelligent, very bright young child, but because of his disability, he couldn't get on with people and he couldn't mix. And we had trouble keeping on the horse and that all the time. Now he's actually riding on his own, and he started jumping over little poles and that this last Wednesday. So
wow,
he's come like that from in 4 years. So
that's a big achievement, surely.
So yeah, and he is very bright, but he has got a major disability that he sort of can't mix with people very much and all that. But he's grossly gotten over a lot of that out there and riding really well now.
Well, that's wonderful. That's what animals generally, particularly in this case horses, but animals generally often do so much for people who have disabilities. I meet them all the time. I'm always interviewing them, talking to them. And it's just wonderful the effect that animals have on people with disabilities of all kinds. Anyway, so are you right in Orange or are you nearby?
We're nearby. We're at a suburb of Orange called Clifton Grove, which is about probably 4 km out of Orange on a property there. We have indoor arenas and everything set up in there. The council own the ground and we just lease the ground off the council, and we've built all the facilities on there with donated money.
Right, wonderful.
We have a major sponsor in Orange, which is IGA. They look after us really well, and everything that's built on the place is owned by the RDA, and just with funding from people around Orange area.
So if somebody has a disability and is inspired to become involved, or the parents are inspired and think it's a good idea, how do they get in touch with you?
All we've got to do is just ring our number, our phone number, and then it'll divert straight to my phone, because we don't have anyone in the office all the time. So it's just connected to my mobile phone, and they can ring any time they want. It's on the we've got a Facebook page, and it's in the phone books and online and all these sort of things. So they can just ring that number. We're voting for this Oval Orange number, and
so
will talk to you.
What is the number so that everybody gets it on the radio?
I knew you were going to ask me that because I can't remember it offhand.
Well, I might be able to help you. Is the landline 6365-1104? Is that
That's it. Yeah, sorry, that is it.
I'll say it again. I've got it written down in front of me, so I'm spoiled. 6365-1104 and ask for Wayne Gallagher, because I'm sure Wayne will be delighted to hear from you, and don't be shy.
Definitely not.
Thank you very much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you very much.
That was marvellous, but all we've got time for today. Bye-bye now.